702.
The car feature.
Listen, just in case this is the last show you and I ever do together.
Don't do that to me again.
We're doing all of your car evaluations, sent through the make, the model, the year, all of the different specs that are significant to the costing. Is it petrol? Is it diesel? The transmission type? And tell us the color of your car and why it is you're looking to sell, or maybe it's something you're looking to buy. Are you upgrading? Are you downgrading? What are you looking at? Give us a call. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. What must I call you?
Just Jacob. Thanks.
Gusheshe. All right. Gusheshe.
I don't even have a Gusheshe t-shirt on.
What have you been driving lately? Because it's been a while since we've been together. Even if you mentioned it before, I need the catch up.
Okay. All right. Been a couple of cars, but I think the most recent one that's worth mentioning is definitely the Honda Elevate. The reason why I think it's worth mentioning is it's technically my first ever Honda test car,
which
I had in Cape Town when I was in Cape Town a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Wow. What a weird car, but what an amazing car. I was so surprised. Weird because of how Honda's now. I don't know. I think Honda's going to a stage in their life where they're doing their utmost best to try and rival the rivals, because the rivals are killing Honda. Honda's not had a good run over the past, 3 to 5 years.
Is this aesthetic or performance-wise?
I think all-round offering, especially because of bang for buck. Mm. There's a lot of Chinese cars out there that are doing far better than what Honda is. And I think the last offering that Honda had in this segment, which would be like a modern cross SUV, would be the likes of a Honda WRV. And I remember seeing the WRV at launch, just seeing the pictures, I was like, ooh, they got it completely wrong in styling. But then step in the Honda Elevate now, and I think they got the car so right with styling.
Got
the car so right with finishing on interiors. They got it right with a lot of quality feel to it. The only thing that I think they might have missed on is definitely that 1.5 liter engine. I think it's too small for the car. It's not punchy enough. It's not strong enough. And even the way it's mated to the CVT, or should I say automatic gearbox, it seems as though they're not in sync. So for me, I didn't get a chance to drive the manual version. Yes. I would possibly go for a Honda Elevate in the manual option. Mm. Yes, it's a lower option in terms of offering, but I mean, it's so much better if you're in control driving manual. And then as well, I think
you are speaking to my heart, as you know.
Yes,
I prefer stick shift.
Exactly,
I prefer being in control. I want to rev the way I want to rev. I want to be able to overtake nicely.
Exactly.
And if the automatic doesn't have the modes you can switch to, or doesn't allow you to Tiptronic, then on that long distance to KZN, you can't even take a chance overtaking a truck.
Doing a quick overtake.
You can't, because now your foot's down and then your car's like having a delay to react.
Because it doesn't know.
Laughing because he knows it.
It doesn't know which gear to be in. It's like, And that's where I think Honda flopped with this car. The only flop with this car was definitely the fact that they didn't offer a range with a closer engine to maybe a 2 liter diesel or a 1.8 diesel. Honda does amazing engines. I know Honda, for many years, they've been doing very reliable and solid engines, solid cars. But I think they cheated this car with this 1.5 liter engine, specifically with the CVT offering. It should have been a 1.8 diesel or a 2.2 diesel, somewhere there, diesel.
Yes.
And I think they would have had the best car. Just to give you an idea of pricing, the entry level manual is 369,000 Rand. And then the 1.5 Elegance CVT, which is the one I drove, is 429,000 Rand. And I have to tell you,
the pricing is not bad.
That's what I'm saying. They got it right everywhere, except when it comes to the engine.
So I think based on the price, it's something I would still look at. I'm seeing many, I don't know if the correct term is middle age, but the previous generation, they moved to Honda when they are downsizing or changing up their lives. I don't know if you noticed, I haven't seen many young people, I don't actually know any young people really driving Hondas, but I think it has its market. And if it is trying to turn it around, then maybe they're going to appeal to other people in that price range.
You get it. You 100% get it.
You hence turned the name. Me into an expert.
Yeah, you. Well, that's what happens.
I'm a car expert.
A couple of years on your show. This is what happens. That's if you do arrive for your show.
Maybe, ne? Jacob Mashuko is doing all of your car evaluations. We're going to take a break. Give us a call. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702.
The Car Feature.
12 minutes to 3 o'clock, Car Feature time. We're doing all of your car evaluations. Send to us your make, your model, your year, transmission type, any of the details that would affect the pricing. Let us know why it is you are giving it up, or maybe you're looking at something else. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We go to Sinke from Reims. Hi.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm good, thank you. Can I get an evaluation for a Mazda CX-5? Mm-hmm. It's a dynamic automatic to 2017 model.
So Mazda CX-5 2-liter dynamic 2017 model. What is the transmission type?
Automatic.
Wonderful. And mileage?
About 158,000 roundabout day.
158,000. So let's... Okay, 158,000 kilometers cool. There. Are you looking to downgrade or upgrade?
No, my husband wrote it off, so I just want to see the market price.
I'm so sorry. I hope he's okay.
He's fine.
Are you laughing or crying?
It's in between the two.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. But glad hubby's okay. And be kind, ne? Okay. More fair chance. All right.
Okay, cool. So the Mazda CX-5 2-liter dynamic auto 2017 model, I've got the trade at 249 and I've got retail at 283.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're most
all
welcome.
All of the best, Sinke, there. And I think I just had a thought, hey, Jacob, mm-hmm. that maybe one of these days we must have a conversation, because in some people's insurance contracts, it will say market price, retail price. Maybe we can have a conversation about what people should be insuring for. Does it make sense to put a specific amount? Because I'm assuming in this case, it's trying to get an idea of what insurance is going to come out with, because that could affect a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, there's also the idea of how other cars, they lose value faster than others.
Yes.
So yeah, with an insurer, we should get an insurer to actually come in to sort of determine how they work out the devaluation of a car as it gets older.
You've got the job.
I've got the
All
job.
Right.
I'll sort it out. Don't worry.
Renee from Kempton Park, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I've got a Peugeot 307cc. It's manual. It's got about 191,000 k's on it, but it's a 2007 model.
Is yours the 2-liter?
Yes, the 2-liter.
Okay.
And it's a burnt orange color.
I remember these cars. So, yeah, this is the convertible. Yeah. I remember these. Yeah.
Yes.
So the trade on the car, you're looking at 88,000 rand. And retail, you're looking at around 106,000 rand.
Oh, that's not bad.
I guess it's in line with the age of the car as well, so it should make sense.
Yes. Are you looking to get something new?
Yes, I've actually got something new, and I want to now sell this one, but I just can't get it sold.
Oh, is it the French brand thing, Jacob?
It's a bit of a tricky car. It's a bit of a tricky car to sell. A lot of dealers probably just don't want to sit with a car on their floor. So if you have, this is the kind of car you have, if you have a holiday house, right, you leave it as the holiday car in the coast, as long as it's parked in the garage with a trickle charger on.
Yeah, but I'd like something for it so I can pay off the new one.
So I've got a suggestion for you, Renee, being an ex-French car girly. Is go shopping to the We Buy Cars, the Wheelies. There's a couple of those kinds of cars. Get all
I've
of take
that.
And what was the best offer you got given?
Nothing. I got no offers.
Not even an offer.
It's a tricky car.
Renee,
it's
just throw it in the bin. Throw it in the dustbin. Throw it away. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe you need to go private or something along those lines. Jacob, what happens if a person gets no offers? What do you usually advise them to do?
Geesh, you said all of the options. Those were the options.
So it must be thrown in the bin.
Oh, man. Except throw in the bin. I'm really sorry. It's such a tricky car to sell. I wouldn't even know where I'd market this car. I wouldn't know where to start.
I would probably look within my family, and even if I'm taking, you said, how much would it be getting for it?
I think we had it on 88 at some point.
Even if you're going to get 60K, it's better than a car.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Rather private sale it. Try and put it on like a Facebook marketplace or, yeah, that's possibly a good place to do it. And then, yeah, or drive around with for sale signs. You might see somebody who's looking for a quick runaround car to drive it for short distances. You might find somebody, as long as you're also flexible to also be able to take a low price on the car.
And don't get scammed. Please be super careful. Go with someone. Chris from Germiston, what you got?
BMW X5 M Sport 2019 model. I bought this car for 1.4 Lebogile. And I'm just interested now at 61,000 kilometers on the clock. What would 61, I do?
61,000 in 5 years.
Yeah, 6-1.
Okay. Yeah, 6-1. So you're curious. I feel like you saw something and your eyes got excited.
Not really. I know BMW just how it plummets in value. And I'm kind of worried. I was excited then when I bought it.
Times have changed. All right, Jacob, how much is he? So 1.4, how much would he get if he sold today?
Wait. We didn't get into the nitty-gritties.
Oh, yes.
are you driving an M50D, an M50i, a 3-liter D, or a 3-liter, or a X5M?
X5M. M Sport. Yeah.
No. Is it X5M? Has it got four pipes at the back?
Does it have what?
Four pipes at the back.
Yes.
Okay, so
no, not four pipes, two pipes.
Yes. So is yours the 3-liter or the 5-liter?
It's a 3-liter.
There we go. And it's the 3-liter diesel, right?
It's a 3-liter diesel.
There we go. Those are the nitty gritties I need, because I could have just given you a valuation for an X5M, but let's get this up now. X5 X-Drive 3-liter D M Sport, which is your one. The trade on the car, you're looking at 918. And retail, you're looking at 1.019, so just under 1.1 million rand.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, really. Hey,
are you disappointed, Chris?
No, but I think I'm happy. Thank you very much. Yeah,
and I think
it is an idea.
Yes, I mean, Jacob, there's always somebody looking to buy a BMX 5.
If I rob a bank tomorrow, I'll give it to you, definitely.
Okay, well, let's start giving you addresses for some banks then.
Thank you so much, Chris from Germiston. Going over to the WhatsApp line, 2008 Polo 1.9 TDI, white, 290 kilometers on the clock. They've sent two cars. This is Siamon Broad Acres, but let's do one thing at a time.
So Polo 1.9 TDI. Do they say if it's Highline or Sportline?
They don't say.
Okay, we'll just take the basic one, which is a Highline. So Polo 1.9 TDI, and you said it's 2008?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So 290,000 on the clock.
Got you. The trade on the car is 64,200 rand, and retail is 77,000 rand on the nose.
Those cars are still getting quite a bit back.
Yeah. And this is in line with what they are selling them for. So it does make sense. If the car is like clean and properly looked after, around about 70 grand, 80 grand is what you can ask for if you're selling it yourself.
All right. I think the last one we have time for, a Kia Sportage.
What year is our Kia?
2018.
Okay.
1.6 Ignite Auto.
1.6 Ignite Auto. Are you sure it's... Okay, there we go. Does it say it's a diesel?
They don't say.
Okay. I've got 1.6 GDI Ignite and it's automatic, so it should be this one.
And then kilometers on the clock, let's call it 115,000.
Okay. The trade is 247,800 and the retail is 278,300. That's for the Kia Sportage 1.6 Ignite.
One more. 2023 Renault Kwid.
Ooh, okay. That's quite a new car.
They're saying they drive a 2023 Renault Kwid paying 4,200 a month. The value of the car is 100 and, ooh, no, this is, no.
It doesn't make sense.
No, there's too much to decode in the very little time
but
we have.
But I think they're trying to decode the repayments on the Kwid.
Yes, they are. So what I'll suggest, Your email?
jmushukwa@gmail.com.
Where do we find you on Instagram to see you in private planes?
Jacob Mushukwa, my name and my surname, on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Listen, guys, please know the cars are not his. He doesn't own one. Jacob Mushukwa, thank you very much. I've missed you.